Well, we knew we, losing Katie, we had to address the point guard situation. And that's why it's pretty unusual to sign two point guards in the same class, but we like the two that we were able to get. And they're a little different. One of them only being 5 foot tall. She's going to be a real special player, going to be a real fan favorite. I'm going to pay McKinney from Texas is at 5'7", so she's big enough she could swing over to play the two if she had to. And those two are going to have to come in and play quickly as freshmen. We certainly think DeFrance can do that. She's the consummate point guard. She doesn't turn the ball over. She understands the game extremely well, and she knows how to play at 5 foot tall. She doesn't play side to side. She plays north, south, and you know, and our league has had some pretty good small point guards with UTEP and East Carolina, two of the premier teams in the league, both having 5 foot three point guards. SMU's got a 5'4 point guard now. Tulane's got a 5'5 kid. So that was part of the draw, I think, that our league has had some success with small guards. And I've coached small guards in the past. I had a 5'2 guard at Colorado State. So all of that, I think, was a factor in us getting her. The local young lady, Brianna Hippolyte, was the earliest commitment we've ever had here at Rice. She committed right after the first of the year last year, and she's an outstanding all-around player. She plays extremely hard. Dickinson got to the championship game of the 4A state tournament last year. She can play inside, outside. We just really like her total game. She's going to fill up the box score. Because she's going to rebound, she's going to defend, she's a good passer, and just a very, very active, very athletic player that we project to play on the wing, but she has played some inside even in the summer. So we like her size. We like that big 5'11", 6-foot kid that can play the small forward. She's athletic enough, though, to guard any of the three perimeter positions. So we really like her upside. And then we felt like we needed a stronger, more of a power post player in this class to back up with Melissa and Morgan Mays, both of whom have played well for us as freshmen, but they're not the strong, thick power post player. And that's what Candace Ashford gives us, that size on the inside, the strength, and yet she can still run the floor well. She's moved outside. She's shooting a three. She's kind of a diamond in the rough offensively. She's never really been the focal point of any offense. She had two good years at Bishop Lynch, who's won like 25 state championships in taps, but decided to transfer to Plano West a year ago, her junior year, and she's playing high behind Micah Garut, who's now a freshman at TCU, and Kristen Nash, who's now a freshman at Texas. So she was playing behind two Division I post players last year at Plano West. She's still got some good minutes, but her playing time, she's much more going to play a lot more minutes this year at Plano West, and again, a very good high school program. So that's our four, and we still have one available in the spring that chances are we won't use, but if we come across another post player, we probably would look at that.